Welcome to another segment of DF Sports, giving you coverage from the beginning of the Centaur Derby. This will begin on the 23rd of November, and it's going to be the 40th anniversary. They are going all out. We are talking pop-up stores, restaurants, gnome wrestling, bare-knuckle faith boxing, and unicorn jousting.
That's right, Alex, and we have a few frontrunners this season. I know it was hard to believe when Austis announced his return after the fatal injury at the end of last season. I was sure he would be out of the game, but we're reaching out for an interview. So far, they've been keeping everything under wraps.
Under wraps they may be, but don't forget, we still have those frontrunners to get to. Corlon Moonsnow is expected to have a great season. They switched up their normal training regimen, and with Starry Sunweaver, the new hooves on the track, was scouted right from college, an all-star for 4 years running.
And a good 4 years indeed, Alex. There are some rumors of him using illegal means for his outstanding performance. Rest assured that we are trying to confirm this, but it was said that he can run so fast that his hooves didn't even touch the ground. I know what you're going to say, that he's using Fey enhancers, but from what information we did receive, that he is not using anything to achieve such results. It's actually pure horsepower!
Pure horsepower, it may be. We have seen enhancements like that before. It is something they are born with. It's no secret he has a Fey parent. Now that we have come together in one place, we are free to live how we want, in the open like we were meant to. I believe that the Derby is one of those things to celebrate. It was the first official sport where all were welcome to join. We have seen some amazing contenders over the years, from its humble beginnings by the Centaur to the Four Seasons Derby.
Speaking of the Four Seasons, we have some exciting news. Last year's winner, Sewell Abe, he has been practicing in several locations all across Darkness Falls. He is nearly complete with his last leg, or should we say, fin, get it, of training at the Deckard Estates.
And just after that, the Centaur Derby is Just after the Centaur Derby is complete, we will be jumping into the primaries for the aquatic races. This will be held in the Underwater District. And while it's open to all, those of us who need to breathe will be given a device, free of charge, to use while attending.
Such generosity. Surely you remember last year, Alex. They hadn't expected such a large turnout and ended up turning away quite a few would-be attendees.
Well, lucky for us, Hutch, the press has been invited to join early this year. This will allow us to interview not only the players, but also the staff.
So excited! It looks like our time is over for today. Next, we will go over the rest of the season. Until then, stay safe and remember, don't forget your sunscreen.
And folks, play safer and be sure to hydrate.
I'm Hutch Hart.
I'm Alex Foreman.
Signing off from DF Sports.